It was good. It was short, and I didn't spend much time away from this place. I had about 3 weeks, most with the family, back in Florida. You know, just family business. I'm absolutely excited for this football team. You know, going back and watching our spring drills. I mean, it's a good football team, and you know, a bunch of guys worked hard. You know, so now we've got it. Just come to camp and you know, put it together.
Having a chance to look at the practices and then maybe step back and see the quarterback battle. Is there a preference to the side sooner rather than later? Has anything changed regarding that position?
It has not changed. Again, with the time, you know, I'm not concerned about time. In my opinion, time allows for a fair competition. Time allows for both guys to put their best foot forward. And time allows for us to make a sound decision. You know, so I'm not concerned about the time. I think time is a good thing with this, you know, with this deal. It's a huge deal for our football team. It's a huge deal for, you know, for those two guys. You know, so to rush a decision without being sure makes no sense for everyone involved. You know, so I'm not concerned about time, guys. I want the best guy for this football team.
Would you, having said that, can I be more specific and say
sure,
you'd like it before that third preseason game against Green Bay?
That would be ideal, guys. It would be ideal. But again, it's going to play itself out. Okay? And as far as the quarterback, as those guys compete, our football team won't stop getting better. You know, we're still tackling, we're still playing defense, we're still blocking. You know, so that one position won't stop this team from getting better. You know, so I'm not, again, concerned about time. It's going to separate itself. You know, someone's going to show that they're the best man for our team. And when it does, I'll call it off. Mm-hmm. We're going to start out with Trevor with the first team tomorrow. But that being said, every day they will rotate certain drills. Okay, so Trevor starts out Thursday, Paxton starts out Friday. But inside of practice, it may be Paxton with the first team doing 7-on-7. It may be Trevor first team as with the move the ball drill. So it's gonna be equally divided. Yes.
They would like a decision sooner than later on
sure,
the quarterback
situation.
Sure. Do you try and strike that balance, or does it really matter what the players think?
It does matter what the players think because it's their football team. But it's my job and the staff's job to find the best guy for the job. And again, the quarterback competition should not deter guys from doing their job, right? You know, if you're a receiver, do your job, no matter who's the quarterback. And in most camps, you know, most of the receivers, backs, O-line, they're playing with both guys. So it should not matter to the players outside of Paxton and Trevor.
How much do you factor in just the general chemistry aspect?
Mm-hmm.
You're deciding on the quarterback, but also trying to make sure they have
a good rapport. Right. Well, that's why you alternate guys, because you can develop the rapport that way, you know. Every receiver, every back, every offensive lineman who's on our football team is going to play with Paxton and Trevor. So that's why you alternate days and alternate drills, you know, so everyone has a chance to play with every guy. Sorry.
Finding the right quarterback, taking the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that really diminish the possibility of effectiveness of the offense early?
It does not. It does not, guys. Both guys are in the same system. Again, guys, the quarterback is a huge deal, obviously. But for our football team, the system that we put in, the blocking, the throwing, the catching won't stop. You know, so that should not slow us down, okay? In my opinion, it should help us play better. You know, once we find a guy that fits the system and who's the right guy for us, it's going to help us play better. So, again, guys, I'm not concerned with – that's a nice song. I'm not hey, fired up, baby. I am not concerned with the time frame. I'm not. I want the best guy for us. And again, guys, it's here. So it's going to happen fairly quickly. You know, I mean, so it's not like we're in the spring and I'm telling you guys it's not even started yet. It's here. It's started. So It's weeks away. How many weeks? I don't know, but it's weeks away. It has to be. Absolutely, man. That's what we want. Outside of the quarterback battle, we've got a serious battle at receiver, at running back, at left tackle, at the fit corner spot. So that's one component that we're concerned about, but it's battles all over this football team, and it should be that way every camp.
You mentioned left tackle. What does Garrett Bowles have to do to separate himself from the starting job as a rookie?
He has to know what to do on every play and block his guy. Simple as that. And he's going to be with the first team along with Ty Sambrello tomorrow.
How hard is that for a rookie to know what to do on every play?
It's not. We do football for a living. I mean, he's been here now for 4 or 5 months, so... he's a first-round pick. We have good coaches. He will know what to do, and obviously he's a first-round pick for a reason, so he should block his guy.
How do you bring along Jamal and plan for bringing along Jamal, Matt,
Johnson? All three guys were cleared for training camp. Matt Paradis, the first week, he's only going to do drills and walkthroughs. The same with Adam Gotsis. Drills and walkthroughs. As far as Jamal, he's been cleared for everything. But that being said, we're not going to push him out there too quickly and burn Jamal out. You know, we want to continue to go slow with Jamal and continue to rehab him and get him strong so we can have Jamal for the season. You know, that's my goal for Jamal, is to have him ready in September. But all three guys have been cleared, but we're going to be smart with all three guys. Sure.
How do you keep that from being a distraction with all the other things you need to accomplish in camp? And is it okay if it is a little bit of a distraction?
As far as this football team, in my opinion, it won't be a distraction. I mean, it's been going on for a while now since the spring, so the guys are aware of what's going on. And, you know, everyone involved wants the best guy for our football team, you know. And in my opinion, we've got two guys that we can win with. So that's tough, but it's a good problem to have. You know, we're going to come out of this thing with two quarterbacks. You know, and that's the old rule of thumb. If you have two, you don't have one. But I don't believe in that. You know, we have two guys who've proven they can play NFL football. You know, who's the better guy for us? We don't know yet. But in my opinion, at the end, we're going to have two.
How does that add to determining this quarterback?
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. You know, even with John being in our building, you know, as a obviously a great quarterback, you know. So it's going to be a group decision. You know, it's going to be mine and the staff, and obviously John's going to have input. But I think, you know, Mike's experience with young quarterbacks, Bill's experience with young quarterbacks, you know, I played quarterback in college, and obviously John, I mean, we've got some minds to pick the right guy, and that's important, you know. And I guess good for both guys to have, you know, four or five guys in the building who understands quarterback play, who can make the right decision. It's very important. You know, Gary's going to be around, you know, some in the scouting department. So it's important to have guys you can bounce these things off. These are huge decisions. It's huge for us, but it's also huge for those two, you know, players. You know, I mean, to be a starting quarterback in this league is a big deal. You know, so it's huge for everyone involved. So to have Mike and Bill and John and Coob, that's huge for us.
Since you'll be playing preseason games before you know,
sorry.
Coach,
mm-hmm. Where the games are huge, because that's where it counts. You know, obviously practice is a controlled environment, but that's why you have the games, and that's why I love the games in preseason, because it's not a controlled environment. It's football. You know, it's guys getting hit, and that makes a difference in football. You know, who wins these jobs? It's a physical game. So, you know, some guys don't play as well, you know, when it's live bullets, and some guys play better in shorts, but that's what camp's for. You know, camps for to put on pads and to play football. And that's why it's hard to have competitions outside of pads, because it's played in pads.
Is this a coach under Gary Kubiak? What does it mean to have him around with this resource?
It's important. You know, obviously Coop's played his, you know, most of his career here. He coached most of his career here. He's a Bronco. You know, and I work for Coach, and most of my coaching principles come from Coach Kubiak. So for me selfishly to have him around to kind of bounce things off of him as a young head coach, I'm embracing that, guys. I want as many guys that can help me around me that I can have. You know, Mike McCoy, Musgraves, Jeep Chris, all these guys are experienced guys. And I didn't want to be a young first-time coach, hiring young guys so I can feel like I'm in charge. You know, I want guys who can help us win, not just me.
Were you consulted at all on Gary coming back?
Absolutely.
And how excited are you?
I'm happy for us and happy for Coop because, you know, he wants to be involved with football, and he should be here. He's a Bronco.
When you evaluate guys in the past, is it even more important along the offensive and defensive lines, or how would you explain that part of being guys with the past?
Absolutely. In my opinion, that's why you have training camp, because you can't, again, evaluate the football issues outside of pads, stopping the run, running the football. You can't do it in the spring because no one's having full contact. So the things that win football games, blocking and tackling, you have to perfect in training camp. And that's the beauty of training camp and putting on pads. You know, that's where the game's played. And you have guys who are very, very average players in shorts that are really good in pads and vice versa. So football's played in pads, and that's the beauty of camp. You have a chance to put on pads and have some full contact.
Going back to Jamal Charles for a second, obviously he's one of the special players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think there might be a little bit of a psychological hurdle there too?
I couldn't speak for Jamal, but you know, I mean, he's been injured for a year and a half, and it's our job to get Jamal as healthy as he can be, because if he gets back to being Jamal, we got something special there. But I can't speak for his mental as far as the injuries. But you know, most guys who's played for a long time, you know, they get past that. You know, I can't say it won't be an issue, but I can't speak for Jamal.
Do you think it's more of a quarterback competition?
Sure.
How do you talk to your quarterbacks about
Absolutely. I mean, go out and win the job. Football's a game of mistakes, you know, and you don't want a guy being conservative, not wanting to make mistakes because he, you know, he's being graded every day. And that's why, in my opinion, time is a good thing. It allows both guys to play enough football without any restraints, you know, so we can make a sound decision. You know, if you make it too quick, you know, one guy may be a little tight, one guy may be a little loose, but in 2 weeks it may change. So I think time is a good thing to allow both guys to put their best foot forward so we can find the best guy for our football team.
What's the status on Shaq Barrett?
Shaq Barrett is going to be on NFI. So, you know, he won't do anything during camp. He's going to rehab with our trainers off on the side there, and we want to get Shaq back as soon as possible, but he's going to be on NFI.
Could he miss the start of the season?
Could he? He could. You know, I'm not sure right now. I mean, he's working hard. He's getting better really, really fast. I've been shocked how fast he's getting better. But I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you right now, but it's possible. At running back, you know, obviously we've got CJ and Book, you know, taking most of the first and second team reps, along with Thompson. You know, Jamal's going to bounce, you know, in between the first, second, and third 13. D'Angelo's going to get, you know, also some 13 reps. You know, it's not – we're going to run probably three groups, and it's one practice a day, you know, so it's tough to say how the reps are going to be split, but we've got five or six guys that need reps there, so we got to figure that out. But it's going to be, you know, divided equally amongst those guys. Absolutely. He's earned that. I'm sorry?
What do you want to see out of CJ?
Out of CJ, you know, he's proven he's an NFL back. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, he's got to prove he can play 16 games and obviously be the bell cow. That's what I want for CJ. But that time's going to tell a lot. I can't tell you that from a, you know, 3 weeks of training camp. But he's in great shape. I tell you that about CJ. He's probably in the best shape he's been in 3 or 4 years, and that's important for him. But it's a crowded room, and iron sharpens iron, so he understands that Booker is a good young player, you know, along with Jamal, and we've got D'Angelo Henderson, you know, as a young draft pick. So it's a competitive room, and that should push all those guys to get better.
Last question, Romy.
I'm sorry.
You just listed a whole bunch of guys in the backfield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's fine. I mean, he's a fullback, you know. So I mean, he's a specialty player. He's a fullback, but he's a great special teams player also. So he's an important piece of our backfield unit outside, you know, outside of being a runner with the football. He's a great blocker and a great teams player. So he's an important piece for us.
Okay. Thank you, coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.